Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Feuds, rivalries, that's the theme on this Monday. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. No, not between us. We're talking about pop culture, Perloff. Last night, you get the roast of Tom Brady. You had some uncomfortable moments between Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Well, I guess Robert Kraft, that was fine. But Tom Brady and Giselle, I mean, their relationship, she wasn't there last night. Their relationship goes under the microscope, and the comedians were unforgiving in roasting every part about Tom Brady. And then in a different part of the pop culture world, you have this ongoing, forever going rap beef right now between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I think our question is, where do the sports beefs go? Mm. Do we need something like we're getting in pop culture to happen right now to our current stars in sports?
Oh, it would be amazing. Yeah. But it's never happening. It will never happen again because players do not think like that anymore. They are closer to other players on other teams than they are their teammates in some cases. Whatever, there's many reasons this happened. Obviously, free agency being a big one. In basketball, AAU, and just the nationalization of amateur basketball. Like, everybody knows each other from age 12 on. These shoe deals. There are so many loyalties for players right now. It's nothing like old school in the 80s where Larry Bird was a Celtic and Magic Johnson was a Laker. Now, guys are more identified with, are you with Clutch? Are you with Nike? Are you with Adidas? Where'd you play AAU? Like, there's so many different things that factor in. Football, where'd you play 7-on-7? Did you know this guy at Elite 11? There is just so many reasons that players are friends more than their rivals, and it's never coming back. There's no real beef.
Oh, man, I disagree. I mean, are we going to get to the level of what we're seeing, like, in the rap game right now? Probably not. But I think sports has their versions of it. I mean, everyone... Listen, you try to put a positive spin on things sometimes just because you don't want the heat around it to be bigger, and you might not want to become like a quote-unquote distraction, but you don't think Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I mean, how many questions do they have to answer about their rivalry? In some ways, it almost like we couldn't just let them have a rivalry. That was like us. I think they would have developed a nice rivalry. They can respect each other, but they can also be rivals. And it felt like we, you know, questioned it to death to the point where they had to just come out and say, no, we really do like each other. We really do like each other. Like, it was going to make everyone feel better or something. Like, everyone had a problem with the two of them being actual rivals. I think that would have developed into something great and still might.
No, I think they cut the knees out of that rivalry. And also, too, they played twice. I mean, is that going to be an all-time Bird Magic rivalry? Probably not, because they're so nice to each other right now.
Well, that's the thing. I think they felt like they had to because there was such a microscope on it. I mean, couldn't we just let them talk trash? Couldn't we just let them have this thing on the court? And I think the athletes themselves, they can't help but have these rivalries. You say they all know each other from when they're kids. and they grow up liking each other. I think they know each other from when they're kids, and they grow up and there could be some underlying animosities and stuff there. They just know how to play the game really well, like in terms of the media game, because nobody wants, unless you are like Patrick Beverly or something, nobody really wants to court that because they're probably afraid how it reflects on their brand or what have you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think of the old school guys, and they kept to themselves because they didn't want to become friends with their rivals. Now LeBron's on the banana boat with Chris Paul and Carmelo. Like, they're all buddies, and they also have so many common business interests that I don't think the way the world works now, like, you can't really be rivals because you might have to do a $200 million deal with all these guys. Yeah. They're all in it together.
It's funny. I still feel like we do have rivalries, and I wish that we would foster them a little bit more.
Like, who, though? Give me some.
Travis Kelce versus all of the Bengals. And I don't think that Mahomes and Burrow are really close. I think maybe Mahomes and Josh Allen are close. Do you really see Mahomes and Burrow ever hanging out? And I'm glad they don't. We should have rivalries. I mentioned the roast of Tom Brady last night. He and Peyton Manning are friends now. They weren't. Not back when they were playing. I don't think they were. I don't think they were secretly super good friends behind the scenes.
I doubt they had a rivalry because they're quarterbacks. They're not going to face each other. What's the difference? Quarterbacks cannot possibly be rivals with other quarterbacks because they're not tackling each other.
They absolutely can be because even if they are not literally playing against each other, they are the ones who get billed as the head-to-head matchup. And you had Brady and you had Peyton Manning who are vying for who is the best quarterback of the generation as they're playing together.
But I think you might be wrong. I think they've always been friends. I think they've always had mutual respect. Honestly,
okay, mutual respect is different. That's different.
I can't imagine that they ever had a problem with each other. First of all, there wasn't even a rivalry. Brady destroyed him. I don't think they ever had problems getting along. I mean, like, we're talking rivals, like real beef. You're telling me Peyton Manning and Tom Brady had real beef, like they write rap songs about each other?
I think in their day, absolutely. Since they've all retired, it gets smoothed over a little bit. You know, you time kind of heals some of the wounds there. But no, I think there's real beefs. I think that Belichick against Kraft is a real beef. I think Belichick and Brady had real beef. I think that these things are real.
Real beef is like Magic versus Bird. It's like Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. This Belichick versus Brady, yes, there was some family bad blood there, but that's not real beef. They won 6 Super Bowls together. Real beef is hating each other. See, the one thing about Magic and Bird, they didn't know each other at all because they did not come up together. They didn't have they actually both were with Converse, but it wasn't the same back then. Basically, they were strangers who'd see each other on the court. Now that never exists. Everyone knows each other. Everyone is spending all offseason together. They're probably in the same documentary. They're at the same F1 race. There's no way they play golf together on TV, on TNT. There's just no way that you could develop a real rivalry because you're forced to become friends with these guys. There's too much money.
Yeah, see, I think that even if you are pictured in the same place as somebody, doesn't mean that you are necessarily friends. And you can pose for one photo. It doesn't mean that you don't want to go out and beat that person or you don't have a rivalry.
You just gave me two examples of guys who are on the same, three guys who are on the same team, Kraft, Belichick, and Brady. Like, that is not... I grew up with rivalries, like guys hated each other. We were in the same division. They faced each other every year and wanted to kill each other. I don't think that exists anymore.
Well, I think I just saw the Knicks and the 76ers not like each other very much.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Wait. Who doesn't like each other? Like, what's the rivalry? Embiid
versus everybody.
Oh, Embiid was playing dirty. I understand. But it wasn't like that's... First of all, half the guys on the Knicks are from Villanova. There's no... What's the other? Yeah, Embiid played dirty, but that didn't strike me as, oh, man, these guys hate each other. You think Jalen Brunson's not friends with all the... Honestly, I think a lot of the Sixers would have rather had Jalen Brunson on their team than Joel Embiid by the end of the series.
Well, I mean, that might be true, but I do think... you don't think that there's, like, true rivalries and stuff anymore. I still think there is. I think even if you went to... Let's just get away from team sports for a second. Let's go to the individual sports. I mean, I think that you had a major rivalry going on between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. I mean, that got really personal. That got heated when LIV Golf came onto the scene. I mean, there's a whole lot more there. But I think that was personal. I think that was real beef.
Oh, I don't know. Because we're talking about sports and on the field. Obviously, for years, there was the Tiger versus Phil thing. Yep. But unfortunately, it wasn't a rivalry because Tiger destroyed him. So... That actually did not work out in a Jack Nicklaus, Arnie Palmer kind of way. So now I think you need competition at the highest level and real hatred. And I just don't think you have it. And you know who I blame?
Who's that?
LeBron James.
Why?
Because LeBron James is the godfather of this league. He's friends with everybody. He's running everything. He has everyone signed up to his shoe deal. He's making movies with these guys. Honestly, I think LeBron reached way beyond his team and is like, I'm going to take everybody under my wing. Feels like he's the opposite of Kobe. Kobe kept to himself, was sort of later in his career became a mentor to young guys, but practice alone.
Like Kobe and Shaq on his own team, they had major beef.
Kobe would not practice with other NBA players in the offseason because he didn't want them to see his moves. Like, LeBron feels like he is part of everybody's team. Like, he's friends with everybody. He's mentored the guys. He's in business deals with guys. So I think he, in part, killed the rivalries.
Nah, see, it's funny because I know that one of the great rivalries was always Magic and Larry and how much it helped the NBA, but who is the more gregarious person in this world than Magic Johnson? I mean, you're talking about LeBron James wants to be friends with everybody. Magic literally is like the smile that, lit up the league. See, that's
Magic
the thing.
Magic was a killer.
They're all killers. You don't give them credit for that.
LeBron is friends with everybody. LeBron is a people pleaser, which is ironic because he's the best player, like second best player of all time. No, I do not think LeBron generates individual rivalries. I don't think that's his style at all. I think he's a way different vibe.
855-212-4227. Been a while since I did that. Are there true rivalries right now in sports? Or do you think everyone's just too good of friends with each other and you don't see the true hatred? Now, this is stemming from not just the roast last night of Tom Brady, where, you know, got some personal beefs that were brought back to the surface, but also this Kendrick Lamar Drake situation, which is we are not going to break down. However, I wish somebody would. Like, you know how on an NFL pregame show, there's always like three guys too many, and there's 10 people are sitting at a dais. I need that right now for this beef. I wish that they had some kind of round table show that could explain to people like me in a very easy to understand way what is going on between these two.
Well, there's one guy who's sort of the cream is rising to the top. There's one guy who breaks this down, who's becoming a huge internet star.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Everyone calls him this guy.
That's basically,
there's a cottage industry of explaining this beef to people.
You need to quit your job to figure out what the hell's going on. Everyone's dropping a new song every moment. How could you have a family and a job and still keep up with this thing?
Well, I know EJ knows the details. My daughter Lucy wants to come on the show today to talk about it. She spends 23 hours a day on TikTok. Yeah. She knows more details about this beef than she knows about anything. Honestly, if she studied this hard in school, she'd already be graduated. She'd be graduated.
Smartest child in the New York City School District. 855-212-4227. Are there real rivalries in sports now? Eddie is in Arizona's got one. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Love your guys' show. Oh,
thanks.
One rivalry I still think exists is between Patrick Mahomes and Max Crosby.
No doubt.
Patrick kind of leads that, but you know, Max Crosby's been kind of making a little jazz with the last win and hanging in there in games. So I think that one exists.
But I thought they loved each other. I thought they've come out and praised each other multiple times and said how much off I respect that happened, all that. You think it's fake?
No, off the field respect, but when the whistle's on and the game's going, they battle it out, man. And I think it's true competitiveness right there.
Eddie, I'm with you, and I think they just say and thank you for the phone call. I think they just say the nice things because they just don't want it to become like even bigger of a story. But I think Max Crosby and Patrick Mahomes, no doubt. And on the Netflix show Quarterback, I mean, Mahomes is complaining constantly about Crosby, and I think there's something there, and there should be. They're division rivals too. They play each other twice a year. They should have bad blood.
I understand it is a rivalry, but they're both such great guys. Like, I guarantee Mahomes will speak at Max Crosby's charity stuff moving forward, and I guarantee they'll be friends after they retire.
Okay, but after you retire, but that's different.
Real hatred. It does. They do not have real hatred.
Well, Magic and Bird, though, I mean, after they retire,
they hate each other now.
Really well, close. I mean, there's a whole movie about them getting together, but honestly, like on the field, I don't think you don't get the sense that Max Crosby and Patrick Mahomes really hate each other, do you?
I kind of did. Yeah.
First of all, I really think that mutual respect, I don't think it's a line. Who does not love Max Crosby?
You can respect, but you can also have a rivalry. That's where you and I differ.
Rivalry also has to be two-way. Like the teams have to be close. Like it can't be the Raiders and the Chiefs. You need Magic Bird, for lack of a better term. You need both teams to be really good, right? Like the Raiders, what are they going to do?
Yeah, but I think it works with Crosby and Mahomes. We're talking about are true rivalries in sports now, a la the rap beefs that we're having and stuff like that in pop culture. Because you, at least Max Crosby and Patrick Mahomes, it's like, I'm coming to get you, you know? Like his position is such that you can have this rivalry. It's like, my job is to try to get you to the ground. And so it works, even though the Raiders are not nearly as good as the Chiefs.
When I was a kid, Buddy Ryan put out a bounty on the Dallas Cowboys kicker. Like, that's what the NFL used to be. Max Crosby and Patrick Mahomes are probably going to be in commercials together for the next 20 years. This is not hatred. This is not a true rivalry.
How about the Big Easy, who's, where else? New Orleans. Big Easy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Maggie and Perloff. I just wanted to go over the rivalry thing. I promise you one thing. I just watched the Great American Race over the weekend, and the guy that lost to the other guy by a nose,
yep.
I guarantee you that jockey was not cheering for the other one, and the owner and the trainer. That is true rivalry as it gets. It's 150 years old. Mm. It was one of the best Kentucky Derbies I've watched in my 48 years. And I just wanted to let y'all know that true rivalry exists there. And if you're down here in the South, I promise you, if you follow LSU, you're not cheering for nobody else. You cheer for SEC, but you do not cheer for other teams when you play LSU. Oh. Auburn, Alabama, are you kidding me?
Totally. You Big know? Easy, the fans for sure. I mean, fan rivalries are alive and well. And I'm glad you brought up the Kentucky Derby. Great to talk with you, Big Easy. The fan rivalries are, we are sometimes a little too intense.
Well, college football, team rivalries, big time, still exists. In fact, that might be the last place where rivalries actually exist in this country. But I'll tell you right now, the players, the transfer portal is going to just add to this. Mm. Everyone's going to be teammates at a certain point. When Dylan Raiola plays on six different college football teams, he's going to play with half the league. So I just think that, again, it's not the players. Yes, Alabama and LSU will hate each other till the end of time. Ohio State, Michigan. But the individuals, not at all. These players are all friends, by the way, now. They all know each other really, really well from camps and things. Like, we saw CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons are doing a buddy comedy. They're incredible. And, of course, they're friends because everybody's friends now.
They're on a trip to Tokyo together, CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons. We'll get more into that a little bit later on in the show. Question for you. Are there true rivalries left in sports between the athletes? The fans, we know. There's still people fighting in the stands and all that stuff. We still have all the fan stuff. But between the athletes themselves, do true rivalries exist like what you're watching with Kendrick Lamar and Drake, these two rappers who are at the top of their game, who have been trading diss tracks for the better part of a week and a half now? How many total songs have we gotten, EJ, out of this?
I believe now with Drake dropping again last night, we are up to six individual tracks.
Jeez.
And then if you count Like That, which was a featured Kendrick Lamar, which started this whole thing, you're up to seven.
I mean,
it's awesome.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Are we getting these feuds? Are we missing these feuds in sports? You're welcome to weigh in at 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do. See you guys on the phones. We will get into what's going on with this friendship. CJ Stroud, Micah Parsons. Some funny moments yesterday. Pop culture, man. We're having a minute. We'll get to that in just seconds. Sit tight. Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. We have numerous polls out, don't we? We started off the show by asking, can Anthony Edwards be the face of the NBA without winning? I think he's going to win anyway and definitely going to be the face of the NBA. Maggie says, slow down. Do not anoint yet.
I don't know if you could be the biggest star if you're not the best player.
Well, sure you can.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, AI was probably the biggest star and he was not the best player.
Yeah, but he did something else. It was a different kind of crossover that Allen Iverson, not his physical crossover, like crossing up dudes, but he was like a cultural icon. I don't know if Anthony Edwards is there yet.
Well, I mean, the best player is going to be Jokic for a long time and he's not going to be the biggest star.
Yep, that's
so true. It's kind of like Tim Duncan style. I think Anthony Edwards, by the way, he's starting to get in some commercials. He's going to get a lot more. Wait till he gets to the Olympics. Oh my God, it's going to be an Anthony Edwards party. And everyone except Maggie is invited. No, I'm just kidding. You love Anthony Edwards. I think Wemby is also on that horizon. And then we're debating, is Tom Brady a bad dude because he let everyone tell these jokes about his divorce and how Giselle cheated on him with her jiu-jitsu instructor, and his kids are going to see this. really tough topic to say, like, as a dad, should he have done this? I have to be honest, I was shocked that Tom Brady let all this happen. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. What's his motivation? I still don't totally get it.
Listen, he's now fully crossed over into life after football. I mean, you know, playing, that is. And this is sort of, I think, his entry into just being a famous person, not a famous football player. People use roast for a lot of different things. I did not think Brady was a bad dad for this. I think that you have to teach your kids to laugh at their pain a little bit. You know, things are going to come up and it's okay to laugh at it. Now, I don't know if Giselle's necessarily thinking about that this morning, because she definitely was took the butt of the jokes. But they both did. They all did.
The thing is, Tom Brady always likes to brag about how amazing he is as a dad. I don't think he's ever going to do that again, because I think, like, his image as a dad is pretty much over. I don't think that's going to be his thing. Because also, nobody really liked when he was sort of kissing his kid on the belly button. Like, all right, Tom, we know you're a dad. You keep putting on Facebook. It's cool. Now I think that...
It's like every other parent.
I don't think... And the funny thing is, I do think he's probably an amazing dad, but I don't think he's going to present himself as Mr. Father of the Year anymore.
Oh, how you present yourself, you know, what are we talking about here, right? I think he definitely will have more time to spend with his kids, that's for sure. But the question was, like, you know, you're walking into a roast. We didn't know the exact jokes they were going to make about Giselle, but you know that you just went through this divorce and you're dating and you were married to, pardon me, this really high profile person. Of course the comedians are going to take shots at that. They're comedians. And they did. And Tom got the butt of the jokes, but so did Giselle. I mean, she didn't sign up for the roast, but she definitely got roasted. And so you guys are bringing up the fact that their kids are definitely old enough now to see all of this stuff. So why would you willingly put yourself out there so that the mother of your children is going to be a punchline? And
yeah,
she definitely was. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an answer?
I say no, just because I think that if you are going to be a famous person, and not that the kids signed up for this, but they just are famous by extension, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. And it's not that it's any less serious or anything like that, but you have to be able to use humor to get you through really tough times.
That sounds great in theory. Hey, let's 20 million people laugh at the fact that mom cheated on dad. There's no laughing at that if you're a kid.
I also think he had to run this by her. I don't think that he can say, I don't think he can say after the fact, like, hey, the first press release goes out and he goes, oh, by the way, I'm going to do this roast. I think he has to run it by not only his ex-wife, I think he also has to run it by his kids. Hey, do you mind if I get roasted?
But when you say run it by, yeah, I think even that is a little vague. Could he have said, oh,
get approval from,
oh, like, we're going to get, there's going to be a roast and they're going to make some jokes about us. And I think, you know, in theory, maybe that happened. And Joe's like, all right, whatever. Does he go into detail saying, hey, like, anything that's out there regarding how we broke up is going to be on the line. I've not given them a red line not to cross that. Like I told them with Robert Kraft, hey, don't cross that.
And they crossed it anyway.
Right. But he went up there and said, hey, don't do that again. And no one else really was going down the massage parlor lane anymore.
Right.
So did he tell her that? Did he tell her, hey, you and the jiu-jitsu guy are all on the table? I cannot imagine if that's the case that Giselle either liked it or approved.
No, right. Definitely not. But here's the thing. You can't also sign up for a roast and be like, you can't say this, you can't say this. Now, there were no jokes about his kids. There were none, as far as I saw. And there was definitely that photo of the kid, that one where Dave Portnoy got in trouble for talking about Brady's kid because he was not wearing a bathing suit on the beach when he was a small child. Like, there were other things that were technically part of the public record that maybe they could have said something about the kids, and they definitely didn't. But they went after Giselle, not gone after.
By the way,
she was the butt of jokes, just like he was. I think he went to his kids and said, if you don't want me to do this, I won't do it. Now, did they think, do I really have a choice here? I don't know.
I mean, my parents do stuff all the time without asking me whether I think it's okay. I do not think he talked about this.
Do you think he regrets this today then?
Yes, I think he does.
I'll go a step further.
That's the better question.
I will guarantee you he did not tell Giselle. Like, why? Did you tell me, how does Giselle approve? What's the conversation going?
She would not have approved it.
There's no way that Tom Brady said, Giselle Bunchkin, we're going to have this roast and you're going to be open fodder. It's impossible that conversation happened.
Well, again, if you are going to co-parent, don't you have to tell the other person, like, hey, I'm putting our personal life is going to be out there for public fodder. I mean, it already is. These comedians can make this joke any time of the day if they want to. They like the ones who made the really biting jokes, the really funny ones, like the Nikki Glazers. She does stand up every night, probably.
Yeah, but nobody's paying attention to a Tom Brady joke out of context when it's all the focus is on Tom Brady. It's a much different thing. And I know some co-parenting situations, and if you think that any of them are healthy, I don't know.
Tough.
That's not
it's,
the real world.
It's very, very
That's
tough.
What I was going to say. I think the assumption that because they may co-parent well, that their relationship is good is two totally different things.
No, but you're right, totally. But if we're talking about the Tom Brady roast last night where they took a lot of shots at Giselle, and so was this the wrong thing? Is Brady kind of a bad dad for doing this and agreeing to it, knowing that the mother of his children is going to be up there getting roasted also? She wasn't there, but she definitely got roasted too.
I know. If I was Giselle, I'd say whatever check you got for this, I want some of that. I'm not saying he's going to get it, but she took the worst shrapnel from this thing
was for her.
Yeah, she's a joke now. I mean, I hate to say it. Like, I think her career is going to be hurt by this.
Because I guarantee you Tom Brady didn't say, hey, here's a cut of this. I guarantee you that didn't happen.
If I was Brady, I would say, I'll see your ass in court. You want a cut of this?
Oh, I agree, and I don't think he should give her any. I'm just saying, though, if I was her, there's no way you're going to say, I signed up for a roast, and yet I'm the one that's getting called this crazy adulterer.
So do you think that Brady's a bad guy?
I think this was in poor taste. If you didn't say, hey, leave Giselle alone, this was in poor taste.
I'm sorry, no. She cheated on him. She does not get the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, but again, that's the other part.
Everybody thinks that, right?
Okay, but see, that was also, they were going off of headlines that happened. We don't know when the relationship really, see, we don't know, like, when did they really separate? When did the relationship really fall apart?
But I don't know. Everyone on that day seemed to know.
But they're comedians. Like, they're going to use whatever's in the public eye or whatever's in public record, they're going to use to make fun of it.
Did Perloff just say dais?
Dais.
That's a dais, right?
Everybody on the dais.
What do you call them? They used the word dais last night. Yeah. That's not an SAT word. Get out of here, Pat.
Yeah.
Get out of here. That was an appropriately.
That's the Dartmouth coming out.
We're not talking about the fact that I went to Dartmouth or any Ivy League college anymore. That is off the record.
Yeah, no. Ivy League's not exactly having an awesome moment right now.
Yeah, but I do think that Giselle really came out looking bad this one. And I don't think
fault of her own.
I don't know.
She didn't ask to be roasted.
The funny thing is, it reminds me a little bit of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They broke up and it's just going bad. It still comes. I mean, Brad Pitt looks very abusive in the situation. Like, there's a lot of bad that comes out of divorces. I think this is spiraling and there's going to be more and more. And I don't think Giselle looked good. I don't think Brady looked great in that aspect.
Okay, so, but then you have to think Brady's a bad guy because he's the one who voluntarily put himself out there for this. People may have been making fun of them and comedians might be doing jokes about it. But to your point, there was not a laser focus on it because Nikki Glaser can tell a joke about Giselle cheating on Tom. Tom's not in the audience. If you disapprove of this, then you have to disapprove of Brady. That's how this argument would work. He's the one who decided to do it.
What if we know, say, hypothetically, we know Giselle did cheat on Brady. And as far as we know, Brady didn't cheat on her.
Come on.
A little far-fetched. But say that was the case. Then can you actually say Tom Brady's the bad guy here?
Yes, because, well, for you got your argument. I don't think so. I think you teach kids to laugh at your pain. But you guys would say yes, because even if he's feeling hurt, he put the mother of his children out there to get roasted when she didn't ask for that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I agree with Maggie. Here's a better question to peel it back one further layer. Do you think Brady cares? Do you think he cares about being a bad guy?
I think he's mad at her. And I think that's what part of this was.
Yeah, I think it's all about Brady. It's all about him.
It's tough to be all about him.
You could tell. You could tell from everything he's done, it's all about him. Going back to the NFL, when he retired, how he retired, what he's doing now.
He says he's selfish. He said that. I've had to be selfish to be this good.
He did not give a damn about his family with this whole thing. Because, you know, look at how he got upset about the Robert Kraft joke. Jumped at that, but didn't say anything about anything else.
Mm. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, he did. Curious to hear from you. 855-212-4227. You think less of Brady now? Do you think Brady cares? Was this just all about his ego, his vanity, and didn't care that the mother of his kids got totally railroaded in this one? You got to expect that.
But you say Tom Brady's all about me. Like, Tom Brady, I'm sorry. Like, have you ever met anyone who didn't like Tom Brady? Like, because you met him one-on-one? He's a good dude, I think. He seems like a nice man.
We don't know these people.
I got to tell you, I don't know these people. Just find a single person who's had a bad interaction with Tom Brady. I have never met anyone.
I've met a lot of people who have not been married to him for 11 years.
Right. I wish I had five kids just like him. But he did that to his family. And that doesn't sit well with me.
Well, maybe she did this to his family. Maybe Giselle's
in there. She's the same in the same boat, too.
It's funny you mentioned that, Pearl, because I was talking to my girlfriend about the fact that this was happening, that Brady did not seem like he was having that great a time, at least in the beginning. And she's like, well, of course, he's a narcissist. And I said, well, why would you say that? What has he done? His teammates seem like himself. It's like, well, didn't he go back to football and basically ruin his family for that? Like, I think there are people who look at that decision alone and say that guy's a bad guy. He went back, as one of the comedians said, to go 8-9. I think Kevin Hart said it.
Yeah. That's like, a bad guy to go back to football?
He lost his family over it.
See, I always think that there's never one thing.
Well, like, a lot of people think that way, Pearl.
A lot of people think that he went back and that was it. They think the jiu-jitsu instructor was it. If you've ever been around anyone who's gotten divorced, you know it's a lot of things. It's never one, especially if you've been married that long.
And Michael Jordan went back, and he was a terrible family man. Actually, that's a bad example.
But
that being said, if he's a narcissist, he is the ultimate team for a superstar. And it just feels weird to me that he's a narcissist when he was in practice acting like one of the dudes for 20 years.
I'll tell you this.
That feels weird to me.
It could be weird, but it's not the first time we see a player in the locker room and with their teammates being one way. And then how they are off the field and with their family being a whole different way.
But there was another Patriots part of this where I got before
why people would say it was really not fun to play for the Patriots. And this was probably the most fun those guys have had together. And it still seemed not that fun to me. But anyway, Pat is here. Pat Boyle has headlines for us. You guys are welcome to weigh in. You think less of Tom Brady for putting himself out there and by extension his family out there to get roasted by a bunch of professional comedians. Pat, what do you have for us?
Yes, I would just really quickly, I'd say the biggest lesson that we've learned out of all this, you want to take Tom Brady's wife, learn jujitsu.
That's a must. Yeah.
That's fair.
Heading into Game 7 yesterday, the Cleveland Cavaliers had not won a playoff series since LeBron's final season back in 2018. Without LeBron James, you had to go all the way back to 1993 for the last time the Cavs won a playoff series. Well, that changed yesterday.
Donovan out on the floor to begin the fourth quarter. Mitchell, long three. Bullseye! Donovan Mitchell in between the circles. Hit it from Kirtland. Donovan has 35.
Cavs radio, that's right. Donovan Mitchell took over in the second half, finished with 39 points and 9 rebounds. Cleveland came back from an 18-point first-half deficit to eliminate the Magic 106-94. The Cavs started out 0-for-9 from deep. At one point, they had 20 points midway through the second quarter. Then they completely flipped the script, outscoring Orlando 63-41 in the second half. Head coach J.B. Bickerstaff after the game on where this win ranks for him.
You know, for this group in particular, who's been through so much this year, a group who's been, you know, left for dead multiple times by a lot of people this year, you know, for them to come together in this moment and figure it out, you know, it's more about the group than it is, you know, me.
I think they're still left for dead considering they're now on to play the Celtics.
Oof. This is what they wanted, though, right? They wanted this side of the bracket.
I don't understand. Do people not learn? You had the Nets fans a couple of years ago chanting, "We want Boston," then they got destroyed. You had Cleveland fans chanting, "We want Boston." They're going to get destroyed. Like, and cool. Also, you could score 20 points in the first 18 minutes of the game and still beat Orlando. Good luck against Boston.
Yeah, but does it matter when you lose, though? Sorry, EJ.
Yeah, I mean, does it matter when you lose? I don't think it does. Not for them. Because I think that Donovan Mitchell was traded there for them to compete for a title. That was the goal, that he was going to be the guy that puts them really close. So, I mean, losing to the Celtics, I don't know.
Here's the other part about the Celtics. The Celtics have to own that part of it because the Celtics should have probably won at least a title by now, maybe two.
Yeah.
And the fact that they haven't.
How?
They should have beat the Warriors 2 years ago.
They had a lead in the Warriors.
I mean, okay.
They should have been to the finals last year.
They had a lead in the series. They definitely should have beaten the Heat last year.
They should have beaten the Heat last year, but they were not going to beat the Nuggets
last
year.
They might not have, but I think that this is where, you know, even after the Celtics lost that one game to Miami when Miami hit the barrage of threes in this playoffs, people are like, I don't know, is the door cracked open? Is it going to get in their heads? I don't think people believe that Boston is the sure thing that they should be, considering how good of a regular season they had and how talented a team they have. I think people believe they're sort of mentally, you can sort of get at them mentally.
Well, I don't think that they're overwhelmingly talented either. I think they're talented, but they're not, obviously, like, look at their front court compared to Denver's or Minnesota's. I just don't think that
the Celtics?
I don't think they're overwhelming people with talent.
I totally disagree with that.
Jaylen Brown's the highest paid player in the league, and Jason Tatum is an MVP candidate, and Porzingis, when he's healthy, is the original unicorn.
Now you're immediately into fiction.
He's played great for them for most of the season.
Well, I mean, honestly, okay, is anyone taking Jalen and Jason over, say, Jamal Murray and Jokic? Like, that's a different, it's a class down.
That's the best duo.
Yeah, Jalen Brown, come on. No. And sure, you're not counting turnovers in this discussion?
I'm saying Jokic and Murray are the best duo arguably in the NBA.
Yeah,
so put that at the bar is really high.
Luka and Kyrie.
A lot of people would take Tatum and Brown over Luka and Kyrie. There's two sides of the court. There's offense and then there's defense. And Tatum and Brown are excellent defenders.
I'll tell you right now why this Boston team is different. It's not Kristaps Porzingis. It's Jrue Holiday, and that is the difference. That's why they're great now. Yep.
And Derek White gets better.
Can't miss a shot. You're right. That's what I mean
when you say they don't overwhelm people with talent. That's why I don't see
that. But it's Derek White. He's a sort of a journeyman in a sense. Like
he's only played on two teams.
It's not like traded for a first round pick. I mean, he's not a nobody. Right. And he was finals team.
But we're not talking 80s Lakers with Magic, Kareem, James Worthy. Is that what you're saying?
Four guys who have been all stars in their starting lineup. Oh, five.
Right, but so Al Horford's so also been all the other contenders.
You think no, Al Horford's going to be a Hall of Famer?
Horford's 125 years old.
To wheel him into the Hall of Fame.
You're saying there aren't other teams? There's plenty of teams before all stars.
They're currently playing right now?
How many did the T-Wolves have?
Denver only had one.
Gordon and Murray have never been an all-star.
Gordon's never been an all-star?
No.
All right, regardless. T-Wolves, how many do they have?
Three.
That's pretty...
Or four, I guess, if you count Conley, who made it as a replacement 1 year.
Suns.
Not playing.
On the beat.
Cancun. All-stars.
But it's funny. You guys think like the Celtics are so much like physically more talented?
They're the best three-point shooting team probably in the NBA
led wire to wire this year Conference.
I'm not counting KP as part of this conversation.
Well, there's a good chance he doesn't play at all this series. So hopefully Jared Allen, Mr. Softy himself, can wake up and step back on the floor and actually give them a run for their money. Anyway, valiant effort in the loss for the second-year stud, Paolo Banchero, 38 points, 16 rebounds. How about this for his first playoffs? He averaged 27-9-4 on 46% shooting. And maybe if Franz Wagner wasn't... Here you go, Perloff. Here's some German for you. Einsatzlich yesterday. That means terrible in German. If he wasn't terrible, 1-for-15 from the field, maybe Orlando could have held on. On the ice, Game 7 last night in the Big D. Hey, at least somebody in Dallas can win playoff games. The Stars eliminate the reigning cup champion Golden Knights with a 2-1 win. Radek Faksa with the game winner just inside the first minute in the third period. Second round underway in the Eastern Conference. Rangers took game one at the Garden over the Hurricanes 4-3 the final. Really quickly, baseball, the massive trade to start the weekend. Two-time batting champion Luis Arraez goes from the Marlins to the Padres. Miami got four prospects in return, plus they're paying almost all of the $10.6 million of Arraez' salary. Then on Saturday, he became the first Padre with four hits in his debut. But Friday, hours before he was officially traded, he was in Oakland still as a member of the Marlins, and he just decided to sit in front of the on-field pregame camera that they had set up on Bally Sports, and he conducted an interview. The person interviewing Luis Arraez? Luis Arraez.
I'm Luis Arraez. I play for the Miami Marlins. Thanks too much. I just waiting here for my teammates, and then I just need to go inside and then prepare my mind and be ready for the game. Oh, what a question, I just enjoy my life. Baseball is hard, so I just got to enjoy my life, enjoy my game, and then support my teammates, you know.
How about that?
I love it.
That went on, by the way, for about 2 minutes.
That's some good improv right there, even with a great question in his head.
But later on in the clip, he was like, wait, what was that? Oh, yeah. It was so good.
The Marlins, by the way, 10-26 on the season. They've only been to the playoffs twice in the last 21 years. One of the pitchers they got back in that trade Wusukko. I heard they're planning on renaming the franchise.
Pat, thank you.
I'll tell you, the Marlins, that's another team. I am volunteering to run their organization for free for a year.
Listen,
couldn't do it.
They got rid of Kim Ng. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah, all that talent leaves the building.
That's right. Exactly.
Had a good woman in the building.
Yep.
Let her go.
They blew it.
Did they? 855-212-4227. All right, got a couple things out there for you. Are there rivalries, true rivalries, left in sports? This is off of Drake and Kendrick Lamar with the ever nonstop, never-ending rap beef that exists right now. Do we have anything even close to that in sports right now? Perloff says no, I say yes. Also, Tom Brady roasted last night live on Netflix. But he wasn't the only one who got was the butt of jokes. It was Brady. It was Giselle as well. So is he a bad guy because the mother of his children was really left out to dry? Okay, 855-212-4227. Don't move. It's Maggie and Pearl.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Mornings here on the Infinity Sports Network. It was a big pop culture weekend. Sort of culminated last night with Tom Brady getting roasted on Netflix live. The jokes were biting. Not just about him, but everyone in his orbit got roasted. Alex Guerrero, his famous trainer, even his sisters. I mean, whew.
I mean, everybody on stage got killed, which is funny. I guess that's... I don't want to roast. I can't imagine being up
there. Can handle it?
Oh, no, not even close. To have the smartest comedians in the world rip me apart? No, thanks. I'm good.
It shows that you can laugh at yourself, but then you're right. Everyone else around you also ends up taking a couple shots because the comedians need fodder for all of that. So we're asking, do you think differently of Brady now? Because he put his family sort of out there as to be the butt of a joke. And while nobody made fun of his kids, they made fun of the mother of his kids. Tara's in Idaho. Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Hi. First time caller, long time listener. I'm from Iowa, but, you know, it's all good.
Oh, sorry. It says Idaho on my call screener. EJ apologizes.
That, That's okay. So what I want to say is I think that Tom Brady is entitled to do the roast show that he had last night. I thought it was funny. As a female who watches sports all across the board, I just want to be able to give my opinion on the female side of things.
Sure.
And I definitely think that that's fair game. I mean, they are public figures. So whatever Giselle and Tom Brady had going on, I think that's their business. Just like anybody else who's famous, it's all fair game. So I don't think it should be held I don't think it should be held against him. He still was great at the sport. Like Perloff is saying, everybody who's a teammate or
Tara, what do you think though about the fact that Brady's the one who agreed to be roasted, but Giselle's the one who got also a lot of the shrapnel? She didn't agree to anything.
I mean, that's all fair game. She shouldn't have been out with the jiu-jitsu right
there. Yes.
Whoa. Don't have a reason to get roasted.
Yes, I totally agree.
Man, I'd love to put, Tara, thank you. I'd love to put, and thank you for the phone call. I'd love to put Tom Brady under, you know, the lie detector test. See what really happened with the relationship.
You keep saying Brady. Why do you just assume Brady cheated on her because he's an incredibly good looking man and a pro athlete? Is this where we think of the good looking men like myself? I don't cheat on my wife.
Tom Brady looked alike. Yes. I would just say this. I have no idea. I have no idea, but I just that there's never one thing that leads to a divorce.
Right.
And it takes two to tango. Unless someone really wronged somebody.
So if a man cheats on a woman, are you saying the same thing?
No, I just think that when you're married for 11 years,
yeah.
I do think that there's probably a lot of things that contribute to that marriage falling apart.
So that, yeah, right. So if a dude cheats on his wife famously, you're like, well, there were probably a lot of things. No, of course you don't think that. Come on.
I don't know what to think. I guess I have no problem with the Brady roast. I have no problem with it. And I think that it does teach yourself, it teaches you, your kids, everybody to sort of laugh at the toughest moments. But again, that's a decision that Brady is making for them. And I can understand why people would have an issue with it.
I think Brady, part of his motivation was to prove he's one of the guys. And like, because I don't think Brady was a traditional locker room guy. I don't know if this is true, but Gronkowski said he's never done a shot with Brady.
Never had a drink with him.
Because I think, you know, Brady was famously good at chugging beer early in his career, but then he shut it down and went to all avocado ice cream and everything. And I think he wants to set up this Fox career as like, hey, I'm a normal dude. Mm-hmm. I'm not this weirdo that you see out there sometimes with all the TB12 stuff. I think this was to normalize him, get him ready for his broadcasting career.
That makes sense.
He's clearly not a normal guy. He's Tom Brady. I mean, he's on a different level. It's funny, too. I thought he was awfully stiff. He did the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning was right before him. That's a bad idea to follow Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's comic timing is unbelievable. And Brady was way, you know, he's reading the lines. He is not as comfortable in this realm. I didn't think he was delivering that well.
Well, but that doesn't mean he won't be a good broadcaster. I think he will be a good broadcaster. I think he's actually going to tell, like, be critical, which is really what you want. You know, you want the broadcasters to heap the praise when it's deserved, but also be critical.
Will he be funny and interesting, though? It's more than being critical. Like, will he be likable, like Charles is?
Yeah, I think that he has charisma. I do. I mean, Charles Barkley, that's a totally different thing.
Got it.
He's me doing games, not doing studio. But no, I think Brady has charisma, clearly.
I didn't see it last night, but I hope so. That'd be really fun. I think he's going to be a little dry.
855-212-4227. You're welcome to weigh in. Coming up, meanwhile, while everyone's focused in on Tom Brady's roast, is there another athlete who could be making a comeback? Get to that next. It's Maggie and Perloff.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.